Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
With BRD, every second counts. That's why when you get new high-risk cattle, it's important to kill bacteria before BRD gets out of hand to let each high-risk calf's immune system get back to work. So if time is of the essence, why wait to bring out your big guns? Stop the clock on BRD and treat bacteria up front with Batro 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable. You already trust Batro 100 for treating BRD, and now it's approved by the FDA for BRD metaphylaxis in high-risk cattle, so you can use it to reduce the bacteria load in all high-risk calves right when you get new arrivals. Ask your veterinarian about using Batro 100 as your go-to drug for control of BRD in high-risk cattle or for treatment of BRD. Batro 100, right the first time. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer's sales representative, or visit Batro100.com. Batro 100 is for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Lots of concern out there regarding winter wheat crop, winter canola crop, some of our early planted spring crops that are now up maybe to an early stand, some of our tree crops like pecans, peaches, apples, all of these crops facing cold conditions here on this Tuesday. According to Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University, it's not just the absolute temperature, but it's a combination of factors as to how much damage might be done.
So it's not just the absolute temperature, it's how long it stays there. And you have to keep in mind that sometimes the temperature of the soil surface is a little bit higher than it is up above the canopy where the weather service and the mesonet actually measures temperature. Areas of the state that receive some rainfall through this last rainfall event, that's probably going to help them out. That moisture there will actually help insulate the crop a little bit. And if you've got a nice, thick crop canopy, it does add as a little bit of a buffer effect, so the temperatures might not drop quite as low down in the canopy as they do up above the canopy.
State wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards, meanwhile, drought conditions continue to push the wheat crop condition ratings in the latest crop weather updates to the downside. 54% of the Oklahoma crop now rated poor to very poor, 63% in Texas poor to very poor at this point, 30% of the Kansas crop now rated poor to very poor, 44% in fair shape, and 25% in good shape. Canola crop in Oklahoma, 69% of the crop now rated poor to very poor, 24% in fair shape. Pasture range conditions, 44% poor to very poor in Oklahoma, 41% fair. Texas, right at 50% poor to very poor on their pasture range conditions and 32% in fair shape. Meanwhile, pasture range conditions, where our neighbors to our east, looks like generally in fair to good condition. Missouri at 53% in fair shape, 23% in good condition. Arkansas, 35% in fair shape, and 41% in good condition on pasture range conditions as things start to green up here in springtime of 2014. Back in February, we got a little bit of a tease regarding the preliminary look at the Census of Agriculture for 2012. Got some of the demographics at that time. Going to get the full load, though, coming up on May 2nd. The National Ag Statistics Service announcing that they will be giving us the full report of the 2012 Census of Agriculture at that time. It'll include information from the national, state, and county levels, including a range of topics like agricultural practices, conservation, organic production, traditional specialty crop information. Biomass production will also be looked at for the first time, along with equine, internet access, regional food marketing and distribution, land use practices, and agroforestry. You've got Farm News on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, April 18th on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time this Friday, 37,300 head to be selling, 7,700 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves, 14,900 calves on cows. For details about a specific time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Video Livestock Auction this Friday. That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.